Towards heaven, thank him, appreciate him for what he did last week. Thank him and appreciate him for your life, for your marriage, for your connection to him. That every single day he speaks to you. That when you pray, you feel him, you hear him. Thank him for those testimonies, the ones shared on the stage, the ones you watch the video. Thank him. Appreciate him. Go ahead and tell him. Do what only you could have done in my life. Present that thing before the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, maybe your child is sick. Maybe you need him to step into your career. Now it's time to present it. Say, Lord Jesus, there's nothing you can do. Present it. Don't play church. The person that you what the testimony does not have two heads. There's nothing they can do. The things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Present that thing.
Majesty, King of glory, mighty God, we've come to worship you. Majesty, King of glory, mighty God, we've come to worship you. Majesty, majesty, King of glory, mighty God, we've come to worship you.
Majesty,
majesty, King of glory, you are the mighty God, we've come to worship you. Emmanuel,
the earth,
King of all the earth, Emmanuel,
ruler of the world,
Emmanuel, wonder walking God, you are the King of all the earth. We bow before
you. One more time.
Of all the earth, King of all the earth,
Emmanuel, ruler of the world,
ruler of the world,
we say
Emmanuel,
wonder-working God,
you are the King of all the earth, we bow before you. King of all the earth, oh God,
we bow before
the throne. You are the King of the earth, oh God,
we bow before the throne.
You are the King of all the earth,
we bow before the throne.
Father, we thank you. Ah, we don't want to think and say in our hearts that those testimonies were normal. Some people don't have testimonies at all. We thank you for your visitation. We thank you. Thank you for that lady. Thank you for those testimonies that were shared. Thank you because affliction will not rise a second time. Lord, in this service, they say sometimes it was a windy service. Make today's service a windy service for somebody. Let something stop that you are not in charge. Let something start that you're in charge. Let your name be glorified. We vow that we'll give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand if you believe. Is that what you're going to give to the Lord? Can you do better? Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Let's read together. Ready? Go. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory, I love this, will be seen upon you. Verse 3. And Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your eyes. Hallelujah. Arise! Shine. God wants you to shine in your generation. He wants you to do well. He wants your coming to church to be seen. He wants your serving the Lord to be known. He doesn't want you to, people pity you, oh, they are going to church every Sunday. No, he wants your result to be different. He wants your experiences to be different. When your children close early in school and they have to brand the office, people observe them and say, "Woo, how did you raise these children?" He wants every part of your life to show that you are serving him. Do you know that you are the light of your career? You are the light of your family. I told you a story in this place of a sister, not in this church, but I heard the story. A sister got married to a brother who's been in church for a long time. The older ones are Christians to attend other churches. The night of the engagement, the woman took her to the grave of the dead father of the husband-to-be. I said, "Break a calabash there." I said, "No, I'm a Christian." I said, "All the wives of your husband to be, the older brothers, they broke the calabash. When did you give your life to Christ?" "I'm also a Christian." She said she wouldn't do it. And she left that night. And she was not. Only God knows what he saved her from. Because you can't break such calabash and not be broken in life. One of the things you must not do is idolatry and apostasy. Don't do it. Never do it. Don't deny God. Don't serve another God, for he is a jealous God. God wants you to be the light in your family. There are things they will say, "No, in this family, this is our sacrifice." You say, "No, I'm a light. I'm different." They say, "We are putting your Christianity on you. You better be careful." Say, "No, I am joined with Jesus Christ." God doesn't want you to have God on one side and have Baal on one side. No, he wants you to shine. He wants you to have courage and be bold. And say, "No. Bible doesn't say don't serve to God. He said you can't. Once you serve one, you shut down the other. Once you serve the other, you shut down the one." Are you here today? After the service, you have an old man you go and see. I remember the story I heard in this Abuja about somebody that went to an area. I won't mention the name of the area. They said the man is blind in his eyes. But there's nobody that goes there and says, "I want to get married." That year you get married. He will just tell you, bring the picture of the man. And somehow you'll get married. So our friend took her there in this Abuja and said, "Listen, prayer is not enough. Let's just try that Baba." Messed up her life. She came for singles fellowship, cream in those days, after her life was messed up. Most people, when they come to God, they mess something up. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will turn your mess into a message. Say to your neighbor, "You are the light of your family." People are looking for direction. So when people are looking for direction, it is you they will look at. That's why I pray for you all the time. When people read the Bible and they doubt it, they will not doubt your results. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say, "My light has come." And because my light has come, I will arise and shine. You ought to shine. You're not supposed to be a nominal Christian. You're not just supposed to attend church to fulfill all righteousness on Sunday morning. Once the preacher is 1 minute late, you carry your Bible and go out. That's not why God made you. It's good for pastors to keep the time. But that's not why God made you. God wants you to shine. And listen to me. If I want you to do something for me, you don't determine what you do for me. I determine what you do for me. I am the one that knows where the shoe is pinning me. So a lot of people want to shine, but they want to shine on their own terms. God doesn't take some sacrifices. Go and check Genesis chapter 4. The Lord said, cursed is the ground for your sake. And Cain was the tiller of ground. Abel was the keeper of sheep. So he's asking, so if I need to sacrifice to my God, I need to buy for my brother. What was God looking at when I was tilling the ground? But Cain, you can't use curse to appease God of the curse he gave. You need to cross. No. I want to give God. Now, if they put a dead firstling ram and wash fruits, which one will look pleasant? Wash fruits. And God did not have respect on Cain and his offering. And when he was angry, when God accepted Abel's own, he said, why are you angry? I love that God put. He said, why is your countenance falling? I love verse 7. Verse 7 says, look at verse 7. If you did well, will you not? So Cain knew what to do, but he refused to do it. So there are lots of people that want to serve God on their terms. They refuse to shine the light. You are not the light. So you can't shine without him. Oh, talk to me. I'm preaching better than you're responding. In Matthew 5:14, come on, talk to me. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Wow. Jesus said, I'm the light. Then he says, you are the light. If I have time, we will get there. I will explain how you are the light of the world. You're not the light of the church. So if you shine in church and in your office, they don't know you're a Christian, I'm not talking to you. You are the light of the world you live in. They brought them, including Jesse. They brought them to the rulers of the city. They said, these are the ones that turn the world upside down. They've come to us also. In the name of Jesus, people will look at you and your light will shine. Most Christians join them. Most Christians behave like them. It's okay if you're struggling. It's okay if you know, this is what I ought to be, but I am striving. But when you think the way I am is the way God will accept me, you are listening to such messages, you will meet your Waterloo at the end of the day. Because God made you to shine. He didn't make you to join them. Some of you don't know that there are two kingdoms on this earth. And when I say kingdom, I'm not talking about people that don't go. I'm not a religious person. I serve my God inside my heart. No, you don't determine what you do. That's why the Bible was written. Religion is people saying, I want to reach God. Christianity is God saying, here am I. That's why Jesus didn't say, I'm a door. He said, I'm the door. He didn't say, I'm a way. He said, I'm the way. So there are a lot of things that make sense. They're intelligent, but they're not God. They're not God's word. They're not God's kingdom. So don't embrace such things, because where is the wise of this world? God has made foolishness their wisdom. He has chosen. He didn't dabble into it. He has chosen the foolish things of this world. Chosen means he had a choice, but he said, I want this one. But you say, no. And one of the things the Bible says to you is don't be wise in your own eyes, because there is self-deceit. When you start hearing yourself and you think, I know what I'm doing. There's a way that seems right to a man. The end, not the middle. I wish it was the beginning. You would turn back immediately, but you would have gone far. And there's a path that leads to destruction. I pray that in this service, your eyes will be open. Amen. You will shine again. Amen. Anything that says nobody's head will be lifted because you came from that family, they are lying in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will fulfill destiny. Amen. You will become everything God designed you to be. Amen. You will be the reason why you came to the face of the earth. Amen. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. As much as I want you to build a house, as much as I want you to drive a good car, People have tagged me a prosperity teacher. It's okay. It's in the Bible. Bible calls it the full gospel. I can't tell you about holiness alone, and I'll tell you about soteria means everything you've been saved, salvaged from. That's the meaning of salvation. Therefore, everything swallowing your family, you shall escape it. I want it to be clear to you that you are the light. Some even believe that God has chosen some people unto damnation. God has chosen some people to enter heaven. It's not true, because the Bible says God will have all men to be saved. But God made you to be saved, first of all, in that family, or to know what you know, first of all. Maybe others attend Orthodox churches or family churches, but you know something. It's because God expects you to be the light. Light means they are seeing results in your life. What do? You attend a church like this, but you embrace their principles, so there's no difference. And you know that if your recipe looks like theirs, your cake will look exactly like theirs. So they're asking, why do you pay tithe? Why do you go for DPA every morning? Why do you die in church? We can't see the results in your life. If you are serving God, make sure you're serving, because it may take time, but we'll see the results. I pray that those who are mocking you will bow before your maker. And now, so three people around you, tell them, my light has come. Let it be clear to you that you are the light of the world. No ambiguity about it. I'm not, your neighbor is not a light and you're not. No, every Christian, everyone that has the light of God, Bible says this is the true light that lighteth every man that comes to the face of the earth. You've not asked before that why is it that demons possess human beings? They don't want to possess other things but human beings. Oh, they can possess a bird. They can possess a cat. Because they need authority on earth to do what they want to do. But when they possess a bird, they can't operate like possessing a man. They operate with fear. No matter how tall you are, no matter how powerful you are, if you enter a Volkswagen Beetle, you can't perform like somebody who entered LaFerrari. No matter how strong you are. So no matter how demonically possessed the witch is, if you possess the bird and you say, oh, bird, I can just match you. It's a spirit, you're a spirit. It is only evil, you are good. You are both spirits. I think I like the people on this side, these people. Are you following what I'm saying? I am telling you the truth. I'm not just getting you excited. We all walk in fear sometimes. We all get paralyzed sometimes. But when you come to yourself, the Bible says the prodigal son came to himself. When you come to yourself, I'm telling you the truth. There was a man that had legions of demons that possessed him. People have said a legion is 400, 450. People have said, man, well, I know. He didn't have less than 2,000. A man. One person. The man wanted to save himself that day. He went to, I think the demons fled when they saw Jesus. So he came to himself. He went to Jesus and prostrated before, we know you. We know this. The Bible said he prostrated and worshipped him. A demon cannot worship God. And Jesus said, out! And the man and demons were begging him, please, can you just not let us leave this terrain? Cast us into pigs. We are more powerful when we enter a man. Now, here's what I want to show you. What a man, one man carried. 2,000 pigs carried it and they went into the water and perished. What a man. How can you just become a cat and I'll be threatened? Come on, talk to me. I am preaching better than you're responding. One man. Yes, he cut himself. Yes, he lived in tomb. But the legions of demons entered pigs and they drowned. What a man can carry. I say that to let you know you are the light of the world. Pirates don't waste their time on anything that has no substance. Bible says, what shall a man profit to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Which means the value of your soul, one person, is the whole world. You've not even gained Guzapi. You want to lose your soul. See, if someone like me, if someone wants to give me a demon, okay, I will ask you questions. Shall I be, who is the president of America? Shall I be Biden's friend? Even if I want to go to, we'll say there, a jet, the condition I will give you, you say, go. Useless man. Because I've not even gained the world. If I gain the whole world and lose my soul, I'm going to hell. So why would you want me to go to Wuse with a car? Never. No, it's not a good bargain. When I'm traveling out, my God, I must have escorts, jets. In case one parts, we will land at an emergency airport and I will enter. I won't refuel anywhere around the world. The condition will be too much. The devil just tell me, go, just go. But yeah, man. You've not even gained your village. You want to lose your soul. You are not a good businessman. Hallelujah. Say, my light has come. Tap your neighbor. Say, my light has come. You know what the Lord is doing to you today? He wants you to open. Some will not believe what I'm saying. I am appealing to the intelligent in this place. Think about what I'm saying. Someone come and say it again. Say, my light has come. In John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must walk the works of him who sent me. My God. While it is day, what do you see during the day? Light. What happens at night? Darkness. Genesis 1:16, God created two lights. One to rule the day, one to rule the night. And you know that the lesser one rules the night. The greater one rules the day. The day, what you call the day is bright. Hallelujah. In other words, a time is coming where I can't shine again. In the grave, you can't preach again. Angels can't preach. Demons can't preach. They can only do what they would do through a human being. That's why they possess people. If you are dead, dead people can't drive. They can't contest in an election. They can't go to school. So Jesus said, while I'm alive right now, that's my, I'm a light. I'm the light. The night cometh when no man can walk. Nobody. I'm tall. I'm beautiful. 3 days, you decay. 3 days. Everything you call beauty will be something. You'll be smelling. 5 days, you'll be stinking if they don't take you to the mortuary. That was why God had to raise Jesus the third day. Because he had promised him that he would not let the Holy One see corruption. The moment after 3 days, the person begins to decay. In verse 5, John chapter 9, verse 5, John 9, as long, my God, as long as I am in the world. If you're in the world, shout hallelujah. If you're alive, shout hallelujah. As long, my God. I won't say because Christian music is not selling. I will go and do secular music. I say, God has called me to do secular music. And you are a Christian. Populating hell. If you like, send me a message, a text. Send me an email. I say, Pastor Biondo, you got it wrong there. I understand that there are two kingdoms. And music is not neutral. It's spiritual. Take the hand fan anyhow, I will tell you. It is the flat side we used to land. Music. I used to watch, my father used to, in the days where there were no videos, my father used to take us to cinemas. I don't know if anybody encountered that. Cinemas were popular, particularly in the West, even the North, in those days. And we used to go and watch Indian movies. Even though we didn't understand their language. But I saw in one movie. I won't tell you the title because there's no point. But I didn't forget. Somebody was blowing flute and a snake came out. No lyrics. That's to tell you, music is spiritual. There was something David played. He didn't see anything. Evil spirit left Saul. When he left, evil spirit came back. Music is not neutral. Maybe that is what is happening in your house right now. You are introducing spirits you didn't budget for into your house. That's a massive. I remember one of the first people that gave their lives to Christ in Koza happened to come from my village. The boy said, before he was born again, he joined Koza. He used to hear Tupac in the morning before going to school. Till today, I don't know the song. But I said, what's the content of the song? He said, he would just mention, die, die, die. He said, when he gets to school, he would just hear and he would shoot people. I said, wow. That's another level. Recently, I was in a restaurant outside this town with my first son. And I told him, we have songs like this where you could even pick lyrics. If I want to trend now, I just say, yaga, 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 yaga. Hey, people say. I don't think I'm an old man. I know what I'm saying. That's not my message, so let me move from there. As long as I'm the world. If you take me out, that's why the devil doesn't just want you to go to hell. He wants to take you out. One person is like you're in the field playing football. They take you out. They just wound you. They didn't give you a red card, but they wounded you. And you couldn't come and play again, even though they replace you. If that person was good, he would not be sitting on reserve. Are you following what I'm saying? The devil just wants to take you out. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, that's why when I heard the testimony that lady shared, I cried on my seat. I say to you, if you have any terminal disease, a man told you, you have 6 years to live, 10 years to live. I pray in the name of Jesus, everything is turned around right now. Even if you are not physically in this room, you are hearing me or watching from any campus, or someone sent this clip to you. If I be a man of God, let the anointing rest upon you. Let there be a U-turn turnaround. Can I have a threefold amen, somebody? She said that was what killed her uncle. I'm seeing her for the first time. That was what killed her uncle. The way she spoke, you know that she's intelligent. She didn't just assume she was healed. She went to the hospital. And the surgeon could not find anything. That God is still alive. I pray in the name of Jesus. The ones you know, anything in your body that my father has not planted, let it disappear. Let it disappear. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Please, let this be your mentality. We all make mistakes. We grow every day. Okay? But know this, John chapter 9, verse 5. Maybe you are in the oil sector, you are any sector you are, I am the light. I'm different. When people tell you, come and join cult, you laugh. You're like, how can I condescend? I'm the light of the world. If you notice, they can use light. I've done light design many times. They can put light on the floor for aesthetics purpose. But the reason why light will be on the floor is that we have a lot of light above. How can I be on the floor? How? Will you tell me to come and join something? I joined that when I was in university, even though it's gangsterism. I can't at this age come and join what will take me to hell. Never. Hit your Bible, say no. I pray in the name of Jesus. They've told you, if you join something, they will kill you. You will not die. You will be delivered from the power of darkness and translated you. I decree over you, you will not die. In the name of Jesus. Somebody holler, say, I'm the light of the world. Find a new neighbor, say, I'm the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world, I'm your problem. As long, you can see anything, you can. As long as I'm here, there is something I carry. As long as you are here, there's something about you. Say to your neighbor, I'm just sitting beside you. I'm not ordinary. Let me tell you something. Go and read the book of Jude when you get home. You will see the beginning of the book of Jude. Jude was called Judas. He was the half-brother of Jesus Christ. Lived in the same house with Jesus Christ. Jude, the first thing he mentioned is that, I'm a born servant of Jesus Christ. That guy did not believe in Jesus before. They were laughing. Somebody that... He was hungry the other day. He took my food though. He's saying he's God. He's God. Huh? That was why when he resurrected, he made sure he appeared to Jude. Jude was like, what? You are God who made me? That was why when he introduced himself, he said, Jude, he didn't say just brother. The born son of Jesus and the brother of James, because James was one of the half-brothers of Jesus Christ. He couldn't even say he was the brother of the Lord. To those who are called, sanctified by God, the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, the same mother. People that somebody I saw, go, you need toilet, are they way to? He said, it's God. Jude could not believe. So people can look down on you, but you carry something. That's where I'm going. Look at your neighbor one more time. Say, I'm just sitting beside you. Don't wait till I'm gone before you realize what I carry. Say, I carry something. Say, I am the light of the world. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I am the light. I am the light of the world. Wherever I am, darkness can never display what they carry. It's not possible. As long as I'm here. As long as I'm here. And you can't kill me. With long life, the Lord satisfies me. How many of you declare it every day? With long life. That doesn't mean you will not do what you're supposed to do. But your promise that with long life, not that you just get by. There are injections you can take. You'll be visiting the hospital 4 times a week. And you'll be alive. No, he said, will I satisfy? You'll be satisfied. Amen. You'll be satisfied. Amen. In the name of Jesus, wherever God has planted you, darkness will not take over. Amen. In 1 John 3, verse 8, I've not started the message. I'm just introducing the message. He who sins is of the devil. My God. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose. Not T-H-E-S-E. T-H-I-S, this, not two. This purpose, the Son of God was manifest. And you are the extension of the ministry of the Son of God. He said, except the corn of wheat falls to the ground, I'm the seed of the woman. I'm the only begotten of the Father. Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, he abides alone. But if he dare falls to the ground and dies, he will bring forth much more. Therefore, I'm the much more. You are the much more. He said, for this cause, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. Therefore, as you are a darkness destroyer, in the name of Jesus, light will never elude you. No matter what happens, light will arise for you in darkness. In John chapter 12, verse 31, I'm trying to rush because of time. John 12:31. Now, the judgment of this world. Now is the judgment of this world. Now, the ruler of this world will be cast out. Anywhere you are. Anywhere you are. You shouldn't be found in some places doing things and say, I'm not a religious Christian. I can do some things. You've gone far, far from the intent of God for your life. When you're making a mistake, is good. But if the devil has sold a doctrine to you, he has caught you. Now, not later, is the judgment of this world. Anywhere you find yourself, the ruler of this world will be perturbed because you carry light. You will cast everything that is not of God out in the name of Jesus. Or am I casting you out? If you know you are the one that will cast things out, shout amen, somebody. In 1 John 4:4, we sing about this all the time. You are of God. What does that tell you? Not everybody's of God. You are of God. Little children, even if you give your life to Christ yesterday, for greater, and you have overcome them. Who are the them? Who are the them? Think about it. Tell the protocols. I want to see Pastor Beardon. Let's talk about this. Who are the them? Because greater is he. See, I look ordinary outside, but something inside me pushing me is the light of the world. Your light. I'm not the light. Something is inside me beaming the light. Because he who is in you, there is a he in me. The doctors can cut me into two, they will never find him. There is a he. The doctors also can operate on believers. They can't find demons in them. The Bible says, what conquered as light, darkness. What conquered as Christ's rebellion. He said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6:14. What fellowship as righteousness with lawlessness. What communion as light. They called you light. They call that person that your cousin. They call them darkness. I'm not the one the Bible called them darkness. Verse 15. And what accord as Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. With Belial. What you have in you is Christ. Belial is what that person has in him. And what part as a believer with unbelief. So, what they are talking about is the difference between believers and unbelievers. Huh. Even most brothers in church are not as nice as this person I'm talking about. I'm not talking about nice. I'm talking about what is inside of them. What is telling them not to receive the light of the glorious gospel? The Bible says if our gospel be hid, is hid from those who are perishing. That's what the Bible says. Not you, not experience. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. If our gospel be hid, is hid from those who are perishing. Verse 4, who the king of this world or the God of this world has blinded. Who do not believe. They're talking about unbelievers. Lest the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, whose image of God we are, should shine on them. Something is shone on me. The God that called light out of darkness. I thought he introduced light. He called light out of darkness. Has commanded that light to shine in my heart. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the light shining in you will never go out. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. Some people don't say amen until you are praying about a demon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. After this session, darkness will run from you. In the name of Jesus. Go to that Matthew 5. I'm out of time. I got to run. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Then he goes ahead to say, a city that is set upon the hill cannot be hid. Let me say something to you. Light does not see. It doesn't need someone to shout to announce the arrival. If light has come, light has come. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Write it down. Mark my lips. Somebody listen to me. Your arrival will be announced by God. You will introduce new things to this country. This continent will know that they have a daughter. This continent will know that they have a son. In the name of Jesus. You will not join them. You will stand out. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Light does not hide. Light does not hide. No, I just want to be quiet. I don't want to be. If I share my church, if they know I'm a Christian, they'll come for me. Who are you coming for? They're coming for you. You to come for come for somebody. When they come for you, people are like, ah, you to be Jesus Christ, you calm down. Is that why I came to the face of the earth? To calm down? He said, if all men love you, he said, woe unto you. That's what the Bible says. I was reading something recently that two people came out to support a motion or to move something in the National Assembly of Israel that if you preach Jesus Christ in Israel, they will jail you. Have they endorsed it? Huh? Okay. But that somebody could think about it in 2023, that if you preach Jesus Christ, when you hear that Jesus is the head of principalities and power, there are some principalities and powers. That's why there is no occult. They will not mention Jesus Christ. Oh, they will say he's the master. We have to acknowledge him. Lie of the devil. Bible says the last Adam, not the second Adam. There's no one coming after him. He's the ultimate. Hallelujah. He's the ultimate. Light does not hide. Somebody walked up to me many years ago and said, I belong to this sect. I don't want to mention it. Oh, I said, can we have a talk? What do you even believe? Oh, they believe that their religion is light. They believe many things. Went into Greek word. I said, you are talking to a Greek scholar. Let's go. And we began to talk. What I deduced from what he was saying was he was deceived. Because he believed that after Jesus Christ, a master came. It was when Paul was warning that be careful that angel of darkness will appear as angel of light. Be careful. Test all spirits. Be careful. Everybody may not like what I'm saying, but I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the people I've been sent to talk to. Number two, light repositions you. Where are the lights that we have in this room? Up. Why are they shining? Why is everybody bright right now? There are no windows here. Light up. When God wants to lift you up, it becomes your light. Then it begins to position you. What are you doing with the position God has given to you? Light takes you from under and sets you apart. That's what light does. I pray for somebody here. It will show in your home. It will show in your business. It will show in your ministry. It will show in your career. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you have light, you can't be hidden. People can travel from the city and come to a village where you are. You don't need a signboard where you have light. Your result, the support that God will give to you, will announce you. I pray in the name of Jesus, in your career, in your area, I don't know what it is, you will stand out. In the name of Jesus. A city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Please allow me to twist this message a little bit before I round off because of time. Never hide your testimony again because you're a city set upon the hill. Don't hide your joy again. Don't hide your victory again. You can imagine what that testimony did to some of us. Which means God can do it. Which means I can have cancer. And God can heal me. Or if you get on the internet, you'll not see a lot of testimonies. You see people that had cancer, they eventually died. Do you know what that can do to you? That, oh, you somebody told you that God can do it. And I say to somebody here, I don't know what they've told you. In the name of Jesus, you'll not be short-lived. One of the things that touched me about what she said was that something told her she will not be around to look after her children. Ah, when the Bible says you will see your children's children, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will see your children's children. Another person will not replace you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen if you believe it. Look at verse 15, Matthew 5:15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. You can imagine how this light is shining, that even the camera can video this place, because it's not being put under the table. It's not being put under the chair. It's been put where it can shine around the whole house. I believe in the name of Jesus, God will position you to shine around the earth. I say God will position you to shine around the earth. If you're just a clerk at NMPC, there's little you can do. But if God makes you the GMD, and makes you the chief executive of that organization, the buck ends on your table. So the more God invests in your light, the more he raises you up. And I pray in the name of Jesus, in this season, I pray from my heart that God will raise you up. A lot of people struggle because where God raised them up to is very little, and they just deviate. Meanwhile, God was raising them up to take them to height. If you're not faithful with little, God will not give you much. I say God will raise you up. What do we do to security lights? They are even higher than this. That's why the street lights are higher than this, because we want it to see more. The more we want it to shine, to have coverage, the higher we raise it up. I pray in the name of Jesus, as God lifts you higher, you will not fail God. Some people have little money, they feel God. I'm not talking about what you do publicly. Little money, God just raises you up. You have gone haywire. God says, this person, I would rather have him. I will not lose him. My investment in him, I would rather have her than to raise her and lose her soul. In this service, in the name of Jesus, anyone that has been limiting God in their lives, because God raised you up, you are full of fright. Because God took you up, you are like this. Nobody can talk to you again. In the name of Jesus, anything the enemy sets you, because he knows what God eats, anything the enemy sets you up because he wants to take you out, it has fallen before you right now in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, let your light so shine. In Luke chapter 11, the same scripture, but Luke's rendering. I want to read from verse 33. I will read three verses to you. Luke 11:33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, okay? When the lamp is not lit, you can hide it under the bench. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Your light will not be little. But please, no matter how much I'm full of faith, God doesn't start big, he starts little. It starts with little things. Small things. God, first of all, give you something as small. Don't let me mention a figure, because it may not be small for you. And it may be big for me. Small lifting. I told you about somebody that won 1 million He saw the pastor that pastored him and called him by first name. He went to the hotel and said, I want to sleep here. They said, go and give the money you want to sleep here. Go and give it to your mom. He suffered over. He said, no, leave me alone. That to tell you how small people are. God doesn't start big. Where you are right now, child of God, is small to where God is taking you to. I'm telling you, very, very small to where God is taking you to. Somebody came to me many years ago, came to church to preach. Said, when I leave the church right now, the next meeting I have is so meeting in London. I said, and I've been wanting to go for that meeting. He said, it's a small thing. I can get a letter from that church. And she got me a letter from that church to go there. I went to the embassy. They rejected me. Pia. I said, God, and you said I will be here. About 10 years after, I was preaching at that conference. I just wanted to attend, though. I was preaching. Oh, you didn't clap very well. Preached there more than 7 times. One day, the pastor couldn't make it from the U.S. I said, where are you, Pastor Bearden? I said, I'm in Dubai. He said, please, we're sending you a ticket. Fly down. And as I was flying, the Holy Ghost reminded me. The flight was a two-decker flight. I was on the top. First class. The church bought it for me. And I remember that day, I was in a lorry. In a little form, somebody came just to preach. And while we were talking, said, I'm going for this program. I said, I want to go. God has told me about that church. I'll go there. I didn't know. I just wanted to attend. I didn't know I would preach there. When I keep quiet, I want to see something, but I'm holding back. Little thing that God has given to you as promotion has gotten to your head. So God just says, I want to advance him because, no, I don't want him destroyed. I don't want her. I don't want to lose her. Keep angel of provision, keep her there because she can handle it. That little light, as you allow it to shine, it will cover every darkness. In the name of Jesus. Nobody, when the lamp is lit, I love the next statement I want to read to you. That's why I read Luke's rendition to you. Put it in a secret place. My God. Look at your neighbor. Say, in the name of Jesus, in the year 2023, what God has placed on your inside will not be a secret anymore. The whole world will hear. If you believe it, shout amen 3 times. Nobody, not even God, not even Satan, lights a lamp and puts it in a secret place. No. This year, let me tell you what will happen. God will take the microphone, divine one, and announce you. Shout the threefold amen if you believe it. Where does he put it? On a lampstand. That those who come may just be lit with light. We may see the light. This year, people will see. Amen. I say this year, people will see. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you'll not be hidden again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 34, I'm going to 36. The lamp of the body is the eye. Not eyes, eye. That talks about your spirit. Therefore, when your eye is single, give me KJV, single, you are there, here. On Sunday, you are a born again. On Monday, you are something else. On Tuesday, you are something else. If your eye is single, the whole body is full of light. But when your eye, it is a double, it causes evil. body is full of darkness. Yet, is somebody that you, the body should be full of light. So light can become darkness when the eye is double. Double is called evil. You are neither near there. You think, that brother is doing well. Why did he say he's doing well? He just built his house. Satan can give someone down. And I'm not against building of a house. That brother, he now lives in Canada. There are a few people that have traveled like me in this church. I'm not saying people don't travel. There was a year I was traveling every Friday. I meet with people. I went to preach in a church in a country. I can't forget. I went with my wife. As people were dancing and dancing, I said, I've seen this man before. I couldn't grab him while they were sat in front. After the service, he came to greet me. I held him. I said, I've seen you before, sir. I'm so person. Oh, he was the highest giver in one church I had pastored before. He was working somewhere. His head was tattered. He's been through a lot. Oh, we found out something about him. He was going through something. Oh, we prayed for him. He's doing well right now. He's good right now. And we thank God for him. But you can imagine many people you envy. Some just take a week break and take pictures and go back to work. Some people you envy, they are envying you. Jabez said, enlarge me indeed. There are enlargements that are not indeed. I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll be enlarged indeed. This year, I'm out of time. You'll be set on a candlestick. You'll not be limited. God will help you. I say, God will help you. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, because of time, I can't read to 36. Because of time. Let your light so shine before God, not men. Maybe on Tuesday I will talk about that. Let your light so shine before men that they may see and glorify your Father. Somebody sent me a video of a triumph he won. He's a lawyer. He won something. When he was going to the court, he came to me for prayers. And when he won the case, he came to me. I said, Thanksgiving. I now sent the video back to him of the person jubilating and thanking God. I said, Thanksgiving is rising because of what you did. I said, I don't know how much they give you, but I pray for you. This year, many thanksgiving will rise because of you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you too in the name of Jesus. People will gather and thank God. And God will say, why are they thanking me? They will trace it to you. You will put laughter in someone's face. You will put joy in someone's heart. Your light will shine in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout hallelujah, somebody. What do you do? Because of time, quickly, maybe I'll share four with you. When your light is small, please don't despise it. Don't say, I'm just doing something. Nobody even knows me. Don't despise it when your light is small. Number two, when God increases you, don't let it get on your head. Give him glory. Bishop Oedipo said, God has no problem to keep doing things if nobody will stand to touch his glory. Maybe you just got promoted at work. Maybe your influence increased. Don't let it get it to you. Be humble. My mom was telling me about somebody who came to greet her, sent the picture to me. The last time I saw this person, I was wondering, where did my mom know this person? Influential in this country. And she was telling me that when she just opened the door, she came to greet her for the birthday, she just opened the door, the woman went on her knees. And she was discussing with me how that, what kind of humility is that? I said, that's why God took her there. You may not bow for people. You may not be on your knees, but let your heart be like that. Let people look at you and say, oh, there's not much with you. But when they move near you, don't let what God is doing in your life get to you. That you lose your character. That you lose who you are. Remember where God picked you from. God told Saul, when you were small in your eyes, did that not make you the king of Israel? So don't let those things. If God, where you are is not all there is about where God is taking you to. Number three, take steps in faith. Take steps in faith. Move. Many years ago, God showed me Job chapter 1. God asked the devil, where are you coming from? He said, from going to and fro on the face of the earth. And God said, stop. If an illegal occupant on the face of the earth goes to and fro, how dare you not have a visa? I got to church on a Friday. I didn't know I'd meditated so much on that scripture. I told everybody to dance. We were dancing. I just saw myself in many countries. And I said to everybody, dance. I just saw myself in many countries. Those who danced. In fact, I regretted that we did that dance. We lost maybe 2/3 of our workers. I'm not talking about the recent jackpot. Then, when visa was hard. When people went to America, you thought they were going to heaven and coming back. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you take steps this week, as you go to where they said no to you, it's not only visa I'm talking about. As you go to that uncompleted building, as you, whatever it is, as you go back to do re-election, whatever it is, as you go back to reapply for your master's, for your PhD, you'll come back with a testimony. You'll come back with an unusual testimony. Get this thing I preached on your lips. In Job 22:28, the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established for you. That's not what I wanted to show you. So light will shine on your ways. Because I got it on my lips, suddenly light began to shine. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you see, the you I'm seeing right now, this is the least you will ever be. You continue to shine. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, and he blessed them and he said, be fruitful. What you say is powerful. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Verse 24, the Lord make his face to do what? To shine upon you. And be what? And be gracious to you. If you don't say it, I can't do it. Tell Aaron and his sons to say, that's how they must end the service. Tell them. If they don't say it, I can't do it. You shall decree it then. That is the way light will shine on your part. Let me round up because of time. Isaiah 60 verse 22. A little one. That's the last verse. I wish I could read everything to you. When you get it in your mouth, when you are not proud with, when God increases you, when you are faithful with little, a little one will become 1,000. What did they do? They just arose. They just shined in verse 1. A little one will become a small one will become a strong nation. I, the Lord, we hasten it. And it's time. Your time has come. Why have I told you to arise and shine? Because your light has come. There were things that were not possible 3 years ago. COSA did not plant any branch in some years. But we are doing something. We are doing things we've not done before. We even planted outside Nigeria because our light has come. Let me say something I've never said publicly before. The church in Europe, we don't send money from here to do anything. When I say anything, whether the pastor's house, whether it's accommodation, his salary, the hall, the two churches, is their money. And they are surplus. A little one shall become a thousand. And I pray for you. We've not started our church in America. We have more money than some churches that are established. Say, Pastor, don't tell people, don't blow your trumpet. If I don't blow it, nobody will blow it. I'm the pastor of the church. I'm telling you, I'm not in charge of this money. The people in charge, they send it to me all the time. And I'm like, wow, God is a wonderful God. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Any darkness in your life is dispelled. Is dispelled. Is dispelled. Some people, if they increase a little bit and they put on their strength, they increase a little bit, they become cocky. No, it comes natural with us. God did not make the earth with unbelievers in mind. He made the earth with you in mind. There's an evil on the face of the earth. The princes are walking on the floor and the slaves are riding. That will not be your portion again. Begin to shine in the name of Jesus. Let things begin to happen for you. Anything that represents you moving forward. Anything that represents you shining or sitting with Jesus on the throne, let them begin to happen to you. Let them begin to happen for you. Let them begin to happen to you. In the name of Jesus. Anything that represents darkness in your life, in the name of Jesus, I command them out of your way. The wisdom you need, the relationship you need, the finance you need, the people you need, they will flow to you. If the animals came to Noah 2x2, your next level will come to you. If the ring of Pharaoh that was in the palace was the size of Joseph that was in prison, your next level will fit you. I didn't pray to you to give you information. I pray to you to impart you. If you are receiving by faith, move to the next level. Move to the next level. Said you can't light a lamp and put it under the bushel. You put it on the lampstand. Your year of being on the lampstand has come. Now I command your company to be known all over the world. I command what the Lord has given to you to be known all over the world. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Anything that wants to stop you from fully doing what God has said, may it be roasted before you. So shall it be. Can you pray in tongues for 1 minute? Come on, don't lower your voice. Don't lower your voice. If I preach to you, if you believe it, let it show that you believe it. My light has come. This is what you say to the children of Israel. Begin to say. You shall decree the thing. It shall be established. That is how light will shine. A little one shall become a thousand. Begin to decree and declare. My light has come. I come against every unbelief in this room and beyond. God wants to do a lot. Don't limit God. My light has come. Pray in tongues, and as you are led, make some statements. The last time your work was on the spot is the last time it will be on the spot. Is a prayer answering God? A little one can become a thousand. You can become a strong nation. My light has come. Spend some time. We're not playing church. It's not something we're doing for a while. No, I want results in your life. Lagaraba Karaba Kasataraba Shetere Bobo Karaba Kasataraba. Make some statements. Shetere Baba Baba Karaba Kasataraba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Your testimony will make news in this city. Today I burn the bridge behind you. The bridge of failure is burned. In the name of Jesus. The bridge of limitation out of your way. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Matthew preached a message here. And he said a certain individual took some people to go and fight. The first thing they did before they fought was that the ship that took them there, they set it on fire. If you want to go back home, you will rebuild another boat. But you must win this battle. As long as you can see a boat there, you can run away. What will take you back into what God has taken you from today, I burn it today. You're going to move forward. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand if you believe it. And now some people say, my light has come. My light has come. My light has come. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I heard your word and I believe your word. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe that he rose the third day. I believe he was buried. That on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Therefore, everything he did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive today into my human body, into my human spirit. From today, I'm born again. My body is full of light because my eye is single. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand if you believe it.